And on the CW show with Norman St. John, it's now exactly 11:30, Bulova watch time. B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova.
Bulova, creators of Aerojet, the watch for the man of the moment.
Wonderful Radio London. News around the clock.
Dateline Thursday, December the 29th, London. Sir James McKay, prison chief of the Home Office, is reported to have written top secret letters to 50 prison governors. He is believed to have held them individually responsible for the recent escapes. Three more were reported last night from open prison. Ghana. A £10,000 reward has been offered by police for the dead or alive return of ex-president Kwame Nkrumah and three others. Nkrumah is rumored to be wearing a bulletproof vest these days. Northamptonshire, where a massive police search has been mounted, not for escaped prisoners, but for a six-week-old baby boy who was stolen from his home on Boxing Day. He was under special medical treatment and should not be... He was under special medical treatment and should not be out at all. Big business. More than £23 million is the takeover bid by the British-American tobacco company for Yardley's, the cosmetic firm. British-American have already extensive holdings in Letherick and Morney. Shipping. Cunard have ordered two new ships especially designed for the North Atlantic container trade. The move appears to anticipate Britain's entry into the European common market. Clarence House. The Queen Mother has returned home following her operation. A medical bulletin said that she had made an uninterrupted recovery. Racing. Today's meeting at Plumpton has been abandoned since the course is currently waterlogged. Finally, the weather. It will be cloudy with hill fog and some showers in most areas. However, bright, clearer weather, already affecting the north, will move southwards as the day progresses. Temperatures will continue mild. The next news from Radio London can be heard at 12:30. This is Tony Blackburn reporting.